Turkey says it's starting to deport foreign members of ISIS held in Turkish prisons. Most of the detainees are from European countries, but there is one American citizen on the list. A Turkish official said the country is not a hotel for foreign jihadis. The goal here is to eventually repatriate about 2,500 militants back to their home countries. But that might cause some diplomatic friction with European nations because of the legal complications that could follow. Anne Speckhard is the director of the International Center for the Study of Violent Extremism. She joins us from Washington.
I've interviewed 211 ISIS cadres, most of them in prisons in Iraq and Syria. And most have given their permission to have their interview shared with their home government because they're hoping that their government will take them home and they know they're going to face prosecution. So I've been working with a number of EU governments directly and Australia as well to try to get these people repatriated. No country wants to take them back, particularly the male fighters, if they're not prosecuted, if they don't spend time in prison, because they're afraid. They're afraid that they'll take them back and they'll end up on the streets and that they'll be a danger.
So you're saying these countries from which these ISIS fighters came, those countries want fighters to stay in Turkey, to be tried there and serve time there?
Well, most of the EU countries don't want to take their ISIS prisoners back. They're worried that they can't successfully prosecute them. You know, it's hard to get evidence that will hold up in court from an active war zone. So if they can't prosecute them and they're not confident that they can put them in prison and hopefully in some kind of rehabilitation program, they're terrified. Each country has their own concerns. France is really worried about a prison radicalization problem. Sweden has a problem because they don't have good counterterrorism laws to be able to prosecute these people.
What about the United States? Is the U.S. in a similar situation?
No, we're really lucky that we haven't had so many people resonate to the ISIS call. And then we can also be really proud that we have a robust legal system. So we've taken everybody back. They're charged and they go through a legal proceeding.
Turkey has criticized European countries in the past for refusing to take back their foreign nationals held in Turkish prisons. So why do you think that Turkey seems to be taking repatriation into its own hands now?
I think that the timing is really interesting. I think he's flexing his muscles and telling Europe, I've got these people and I can send them back anytime I want. Turkey has immense power over Europe because if Turkey wants to, they can allow all the refugees in Turkey to stream into Europe. The EU understands this and they'll probably play ball with whatever Erdogan demands. In The Guardian, it says there's 2,500 people to go back to Europe from Turkey. So this is a huge number of people for Europeans to suddenly have to deal with, and they're not ready.
You know, countries like Denmark and the UK have actually stripped people of their citizenship for involvement in terrorist groups. What happens to those people if they're sent back? I mean, can you actually be prosecuted if you're technically stateless?
In the case of the UK, they've only stripped citizenship from people that had a second citizenship or that were eligible. So EU countries shouldn't be stripping people and making them stateless, because if they are doing that, they're violating international law.
I mean, it sounds like there's quite a bit of confusion and unanswered questions about process, and then that process is probably going to depend on individual countries. In the meantime, this repatriation, is it just going to be Turkey putting detainees on a plane and just sending them back? And then what?
I don't know. You know, it may just be bluster for this week. Erdogan's coming to meet with Trump, and this is a bonding point with Trump. Look, I'm parroting your words. I'm saying the same thing to Europe. I'm standing up to Europe. But will he actually do mass deportations of 2,500 people, most of whom Turkey's claiming are from the EU? I don't know. And if he does, I imagine a country can refuse to land a plane. You know, it remains to be seen.
That's Anne Speckhard, director of the International Center for the Study of Violent Extremism.